Next, overtime losses are hard. Playoffs are even harder. How do you rally your troops to bounce back for Wednesday's night game?
It's we battled back hard in overtime. I think it's easy to lay down and die after a late comeback from them. I think we should be proud of the way we came back, and it's a good hockey play that decides the game. But overall, I'm proud of the guys battled.
Max, despite the outcome, you guys played well, especially in the first three periods of the game. How do you think your line performed?
My line?
Yes.
We were okay. We had two goals for and two against. So we got to find a way to stop the puck from getting net. But we will be there every game, battling hard and doing our best.
You spoke to it a bit in the first question there, but can you talk about the real roller coaster of emotions that game had and how you kind of tried to keep even keel on the bench throughout?
Yeah, that's the thing. You just got to focus on the next shift all the time. It's easier said than done, obviously. But, I think we did a good job with that, like I said. Even though they came back and scored two at the end, we managed to find some spirit and get back in the game.
Now, the numbers itself is obvious, but one game to one's a lot different than 2-1, which you were facing with 5 minutes left in the third. How does that sit with the guys in the locker room right now?
You can explain the question again?
Yeah, sure. So 5 minutes left in the third, up two goals.
Yep.
A win obviously puts you up 2-0 in a best of three series. Now it's 1-1.
Yep.
I guess how do you feel for the chance, the opportunity you had now after this game that turned out in a loss?
Nothing we can do about it now. Game is played and it's 1-1, and we head to Syracuse, and we're going to get two games there. So,
Max, can you not beat yourself up over that 2 minutes or late in the third period? Can you let yourself beat yourself and move on, or is it just a matter of trying to forget it? What do you think is going to happen?
No, we'll move on. We'll focus on starting tomorrow, get some recovery, and then we start focus on game three.
I didn't know. I mean, if there were questions, or if you or whatever the team as a whole had questions, but where there were so many new guys in the playoffs and how they would respond, and they did last night. Are you interested in seeing how they respond to this kind of loss, and how do you think they will?
Absolutely, I'm very confident in our group in there, and I know puck drop Wednesday will be ready to go.
You got 3 days off. I know part of it you're going to like physically recover from. That's going to be a good thing. Is it a good thing in trying to recover from how you lost here tonight, or it's just too much time to think about, or would you have rather gone right back at it maybe a day later?
No, it's nothing. It's out of our control. The schedule is set, and we'll make the most out of it. So,
how would you classify their game tonight? They came at you hard. I mean, they had as many shots by the second period as they had the all game last night.
Yep.
Did you feel a difference in their game?
Yeah, they were better. Obviously, they weren't happy with the way they were playing yesterday, and came out harder. We were expecting it, and I think we played a good game too. I mean, we stepped up our game too. Maybe not as noticeable as them, but they weren't better than we were. It's an even game, and I think that's why we had to play five periods to decide the winner.
I know it's not your line, but was there an explanation to you about the Vaiu goal? Why it was waved off? They celebrated like they scored it, and but the referee there wasn't an explanation publicly made.
Puck wasn't in. They checked if it was in, and wasn't. So.
They said it wasn't, or was it inconclusive? Did they tell you which one it was?
No. Nope.
Okay. Thank you, Max.
Thank you,
Max.